Australian scientists believe that COVID-19 may become a reoccurring illness, with immunity lasting as little as a few months. Now, this is after a person recovers from their initial infection. As teams around the world race to produce a vaccine against the new coronavirus, researchers are launching a major study to track Victorians after they recover from COVID-19 to reveal how and how long they are protected from coronavirus. Led by the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute, the collaboration hopes to explain whether future vaccines will need to be given only once, or if populations will need regular doses, such as we would have an annual flu shot. Maybe, but no one's too sure at the moment, maybe we'll have to have an annual COVID-19 shot. But as more is known about COVID-19, the lead researcher, Professor Ivor Mueller, said it was relatively clear immunity only lasted a few months after a person recovered from an infection. And we welcome to the program this afternoon Professor Mueller. Hello, Professor. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, I see here in this article that you say, as the lead researcher, that it was relatively clear that immunity only lasted a few months after a person recovered from an infection. So, that means there is a strong possibility that you can catch COVID-19 twice. Is that correct?
So what we know so far is that from COVID-19 itself, obviously not many people have been exposed more than once, but you have an increasing number of people reporting that catching COVID again, maybe 3-4 months after they had a first infection. There was a well-publicized infection in Hong Kong. There were a couple of cases in the U.S., and there is more and more reports coming out of people that are testing positive again 3, 4, 5, 6 months after having had the first infection. And therefore, these received information are really quite concerning, and many health authorities and also the WHO are quite concerned to understand better how frequent these reinfections are and whether they are relating to people really losing immunity.
Professor, if...
We also know...
Go ahead.
So we also know from related viruses, the seasonal coronaviruses that cause the common cold, we know that in those viruses, immunity also maybe lasts 6 to 9 months, maybe a year. So you can have a cold with a coronavirus, seasonal coronavirus, last winter, and you can get it again the next winter. And so it is likely, because we see this in other coronaviruses, that immunity to SARS-CoV-2 may be similar.
Professor, if you are starting to see increasing numbers of people that are contracting COVID-19 twice, it's fair to say, is it not, that if they can contract it twice, they can get it 3 times, 4 times, maybe 5 times in years to come?
That is potentially the case, because we would expect probably that immunity then isn't lasting for very long. But we have to also understand that immunity has many different forms. And one thing is what we call sterile immunity, where the immune system prevents infection and prevents that for a lifetime. And that's something we see, for instance, with measles or some of the other vaccine-preventable diseases, where you're getting vaccinated once, or you get the disease once, and then you have protection for the rest of your life. But in many other diseases, that's not the case, where you can get the infection again. And, but then generally, when you get reinfected, the immune system has a memory. It remembers the infection, and when the infection comes again, the virus infects us again, the immune system can mobilize and marshal its defenses much faster. And that difference means then that in many people, the infection may not even be symptomatic. They may not even realize they got reinfected, or the disease tends to be mild or milder if you have it more than once. So we would hope that while reinfection may be possible, that upon reinfection, the clinical outcome may be much less severe, so that most of these cases will be mild. So far, in the cases that were seen, some of them were asymptomatic, and the other ones that were described were generally people with mild symptoms.
Professor, if you're reinfected after several months with the coronavirus, is it the same strain of virus, or is it likely to be a mutated version of the coronavirus?
So in those people where we really know we have an absolute confirmation that they were infected twice. We actually sequenced, or not we, but scientists sequenced the virus and showed that it's a different type of virus. And that is really two aspects. That on one hand confirms that they really were exposed twice and didn't have some virus that had a chronic infection just stayed on for a very long time. So confirming really re-exposure. So there's two reasons why that is important. Partly could be that the immune response is not very good against a different strain, and that's what we're seeing with the flu, with influenza, where there's many, many different influenza strains circulating. And when you get vaccinated against the flu from this year, then next year's strains are genetically different, and you may not be fully protected against the strains that are coming next year. And that's one reason why the immune system cannot necessarily defend against a virus because of the new virus being genetically different. And the other thing is simply that the defenses of the immune system become weaker over time, and then the virus can slip through.
Professor, what does this do to the... We've heard politicians and professors like yourself talking about, epidemiologists talking about the herd immunity. What does this do with the herd immunity? They talk about 70% of people need to be vaccinated to create this herd immunity. What does people contracting the virus twice and maybe three times, what does that do to the herd immunity theory?
Look, what it means is that if we do achieve herd immunity through vaccination, it may mean that herd immunity is not lasting forever, but that we have to revaccinate people. Like, it may not be everybody. It may just be people that are at higher risk, like elderly people or people with risk factors, that they may have to get a vaccine shot every 2 or 3 years. Having said that, we also have to be clear that vaccination is not necessarily exactly the same what happens on natural exposure. Sometimes vaccines can do better than natural exposure, and the immunity that is induced by vaccine may be longer lasting. That is a possibility. And that is something that needs to be checked when the vaccines become available. But I think what is, in my opinion, likely is that we will have a situation where maybe some part of the population, like people in aged care or at higher risk, may have to get a vaccine for coronavirus not just once in their life, but they may have to be vaccinated every 2, 3, 4 years, depending on how long that protection lasts. But we can still maintain herd immunity that way. We have other vaccinations that, you know, many of us are vaccinated against, where we have to get revaccinated, where every couple of years we have to get a booster shot to maintain that strong immune protection. So that would be then the same happening for coronavirus.
Professor, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for taking some time out to talk to us this afternoon. We really do appreciate it, and the best of luck with your study, and we will talk again in the future.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Professor. That's Professor Ivo Mueller. Now, he is the lead researcher for the study. It's a collaboration led by Walter and Eliza Hall Institute. And as you would have heard, the collaboration hopes to explain whether future vaccines will need to be given only once, or if populations will need regular doses, such as an annual flu shot. Can you get COVID-19 twice? Of course you can. It hasn't happened in large numbers, but it has happened. And that means that, guess what? Yes, there are different versions of the virus around. So in a sense, it does mutate into a different version. It's, from what the professor said, no different to the flu. You have to have a yearly flu shot. You'll no doubt, I would suggest, have to have, from what the professor is saying, a yearly COVID-19 shot.